You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory.
Not sure if there's a more iconic Halloween song than the monster mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. The music tonight is quite possibly the best part of the program. But welcome back to the show. Nevertheless, I'm your host, James Edwards. This Halloween night. Happy Halloween, everybody. Eddie the Bombardier Miller in studio with me now. He'll be in New York in the morning. You can do a lot in a little time in this day and age with the travel.
Well, there's no metro estrosexuals around here, James.
You got that right, Pappy. But, you know, a couple of weeks, two or three shows ago, we had what I thought was a very good show. And two of the segments were filled, it's all extemporaneous. We never work from scripts, so we have a loose idea of what we're going to talk about, and then we just fill it. But in this particular show, Eddie came in, and we happened to have an open segment, and meaning that we didn't get a chance to talk earlier in the week, so it was a very rare occurrence that we were sitting in the studio with 10 minutes of time on our hand, and as we were in that commercial break preceding the segment, had no idea what we're going to talk about. So we just started talking about trade and gun control, Second Amendment rights, and things of that nature. And it made for, I thought, two of the most dynamic segments we've had in a while. And that was, I guess, like I said, two, three, maybe 4 weeks ago. But we're going to revisit trade because we thought we did, if we do say so ourselves, a pretty good job covering trade and Second Amendment. We don't cover those issues a lot, not because they're not important to us, but because you can find other conservatives that will talk about that, whereas the market's pretty – so we corner the market when we talk about some of the other issues that the political cesspool is famous for. But with this Trans-Pacific trade partnership going into effect – once again, we turn to Hunter Wallace, who has written a good short blurb about this. I'll read it and then toss it to Eddie. Heading into the 2016 election cycle, the polls consistently show that the economy is the top issue on the minds of voters. More than anything else, Americans are worried about their jobs and the decline of the middle class. Why are there so few jobs? Well, listen to this report. One of the fastest growing United States exports right now is air. Thin air. Here's the story. Shipments of completely empty containers out of the United States are surging this year, highlighting the impact the economic slowdown in China is having on U.S. exporters. The U.S. imports more from China than it sends back, but certain American industries, including those that supply scrap metal and waste paper, feed China's industrial production. So do you see how this works, ladies and gentlemen? We export thin air, scrap metal, toilet paper, and agricultural products to East Asia, and they, in turn, export back to us almost everything you can buy in Walmart except for the food. So we print money and go into debt in order to pay for it, what they're giving us, and then they run enormous trade surpluses, lend our money back to us, and we pay them interest. That's American trade in 2016, Pappy.
You know what? I remember that show all too well, and I'm glad we're getting back on that. Exactly. What James was referring to probably is part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty that was just signed into law by that wonderful stalwart conservative Republican Senate. You know, without, and I tell my people every day, and this I'll make this short, stop telling me to vote for the lesser of the two evils. Stop saying that you will support this conservative Republican Party, because without the Republicans, we would not have had that Trans-Pacific Partnership, which we're going to kind of recap again. We did it a couple of weeks ago on another show. We're going to talk about that again. But the Republicans pushed it through. The Democrats half-heartedly fought it because the unions have the Democratic Party in their pocket, or vice versa. What this is these containers that – well, let me get back to this. The Trans-Pacific Partnership that was signed into law, I haven't had a chance to read the whole thing. Lord knows, I wish there was time. But basically, this is what it does. Basically, it further cements the deal that transnational corporations are making law for the country here, people. And they have totally neutered the Congress of the United States. They have totally taken their authority away from them. They've bought them out. They can blackmail them with all. They have all sorts of crimes on them. But what this TPP, the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership does, it kind of, and we mentioned this before, in case, but some of you people might not have got the show. NAFTA, GATT, the FTAA kind of own, maybe I hate to use this term, and this may be overused cliche, on steroids. But every one of these contain, it's just total, it's going to denude this traffic, this treaty. It penalizes American industry. It penalizes the American worker. It lays untold amounts of regulation and taxes on American business and American industry, true patriotic American situated, located physically in America industries, like what we used to have a textile industry, we used to have a steel industry, we used to have an automobile industry. What's left of the American industrial infrastructure, what little dab is left, if we even have 10%, you can kiss it goodbye. It's so sad. And we're going to lead to this, why we have the so-called gun control. This nothing's in a vacuum. All this comes together. We're going to try to tie it up together. But anyway, for every one of these empty container ships that James just mentioned, if they bring back a rubber band, if they bring back a hair clip or a computer or a screwdriver, everything they bring back from China, that represent, or Indonesia or Malaysia or whatever in this TPP a partnership, the countries that have signed on there, every one of those processed items represents a processed item that was not manufactured, will not be manufactured here in the United States of America. And so, therefore, we are going to totally hit, we're going to be like a wasteland of industry. We will have zero industry. That was the plan all along, is to turn the United States into just like a wasteland of a few agrarian, you know, farmers with the most of our farming here in the United States is these gigantic Monsanto, Cargill owned farms. I hear the music, but let's get this. We're going to come back to this when we come right back, and it's going to lead to why Obama is so desperate to disarm we the people.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Halloween. Eddie, you said during the last break, and as I said, folks, we're going to cover the GOP debate, the most recent one. And why did they have it in Boulder, Colorado, of all places? I mean, is that Sebastian of Republican support? And they had the last one in California, and the only people who could come were the millionaire donors. It was the donor class. You know, it's that's ridiculous. We're going to cover that more extensively on next week's show. Other people out there are covering this, and we've got some articles about it on the website. But we are going to mention a few things that perhaps these others haven't mentioned, and we're going to look at these puzzling poll numbers with Sam Bushman in the next segment. He's got a great take on this. And Sam actually, well, this isn't unusual at all, but this is just one of the many things that I've been scooped on by Sam or that Sam educated me on. Very interesting fact about Ben Carson that really got almost no national news coverage. I mean, very little when taken into account his standing in the polls. That's coming up next, and then next week we'll talk more about the debates and Trump and all of that. But we had a backlog. We had the big anniversary party last week. We're playing the Halloween music tonight. So we wanted to get some other topics in, particularly topics of interest to Eddie, since he is running the New York Marathon tomorrow morning. If he doesn't make it back, we wanted to make sure he had it. We wanted to make sure we deferred to him tonight. Just kidding. But, Eddie, before we get to that, you had said before the last break that you could tie in what's going on with trade to the never-ending goal of gun confiscation here in America. How do you draw a line between those two issues?
Okay, here's the issue. we were talking about, and forgive me for my old 68 and a half year old memory, but I'll try to recap my, just for my own benefit, this vast so-called trade deal that was made, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, the last of a in a series going back to, I guess, I don't know, the 40s and the 50s, but specifically more modern terms, times, probably the 80s and 90s, when we have the NAFTA, the GATT, FTA. The FTA, the North American Free Trade Union. This goes even farther than that, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, and completely overriding the United States Congress. I'm just recap briefly. Transnational corporations, gigantic corporations, literally. I know this sounds like a fairy tale, like it's a fiction, but it's not, people. These people are writing, they're actually making the laws that Congress has passed, transnational corporations. And they're totally eliminating what few jobs left in America in the manufacturing sector. And it's also going to go into the medical sector, too. Now, what's going to happen, people, like I heard a fellow say, on the radio, one of my people I communicate with is also a talk show host. He said, when people have nothing left to lose, there's nothing left to lose. When people see the James Edwards of the world, my kids are grown now, when their kids are starving, when they're, you know, they're bless their little hearts, as you've all seen the swollen bellies on TV and the African children, the Asian children, the Mexican children. When that happens here in America, when you have people who have degrees in astrophysics, you have people that have degrees in biochemistry and organic chemistry, and you see engineers and doctors and lawyers, and you see mailmen, when they're out of work, when there's no jobs, there's no money to be had, it's going to hit the fan. It's going to hit the fan. And the globalists know it. And I would say Obama knows it, but Obama, Clinton, Carter, the Bushes, they're all just front men for the New World Order. It's been their goal for over a century to emasculate the United States, to do away with the United States Constitution, to do away with we the people, to do away with this, with our Constitution, specifically the Second Amendment. Because if we have an armed populace and it starts hitting the fan, these people are going to be very dangerous. People that are desperate watching their kids starve, they're going to be willing to do anything. These people know that. That's why one reason they're so desperate to disarm the American people. They know it's going to hit the fan. They know that we the people are going to come after them. And there's going to be hell to pay. Amshaw Rothschild said back in the 1700s. He said the best time to buy stock when there was asked is when there's blood in the streets. He said that, making a remark about the French Revolution back in, 1789, when they had the revolution, I think. But they see that coming. They want to disarm the people, because they don't want to be killed. And let me just, it's something I very rarely do is read things, but Lee Cochran pulled this up for me. I'm going to read this right quick, if I can find it. George Washington said this eons ago. He says, a free people ought not only be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. Okay, this guy here, I've got this, by the way, this print came off the Institute of the Constitution, who I'm a member of that. We should do well to heed George Washington's advice, his warning, since governments, get this, people, listen to me now, governments, and I'll add in brackets for emphasis, it's my own emphasis, governments, elected, I'll add in brackets, elected governments, democratically elected governments, under the guise of gun control and the pretense of making their citizens more safe, they have exterminated over 56 million of their own people as recent as the 20th century alone. Now, I just read that briefly from a big printout, but that's all I need of that. And me and James have covered that on this show probably within the last month. We talked about democide, which the democide is a term that means the extermination, the murder of citizens of a government by their own government. Well, you see, that's what's coming. They, you know, people that talk about only the police should have guns, only the army should have guns, the military should have guns. I'll say, is that true? Is that like you mean like the Cheka in Ukraine, in the Soviet Union, under Stalin and under Lenin, like the the KGB, like the Gestapo in the Nazi Germany? Or how about under Mussolini in Italy? This very article here going on the front says right that this Institute of the Constitution, they wrote this piece that I was reading from a minute ago. They addressed kind of like an open letter to Obama. It says, Mr. Obama, Stalin, Hitler, and Mussolini all agree with you on your gun control measures. You know, so basically, people, in a nutshell, that's what's going down. That's why they want to. I hope I'm not beating a dead horse. But that's the number one reason why they want to disarm the people. Why do you think a government would, why would they fear their own people? Why would they fear their own people being armed? You know, years ago when I had a 1985, well, people, I hear the music. This segment went way too fast. But hopefully we'll have time to come back and wrap this segment up. But I know we got Sam coming on pretty soon. So I'll see y'all people after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party. .us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
It is Fright Night. Halloween night. That's actually from the movie Fright Night, which is quite good.
I never saw that. I like it.
You should. Chris Sarandon, Roddy McDowell, William Ragsdale. But we don't have time to talk about that. That's the movie from the mid-80s, my formative years. We got Sam Bushman on. And anytime you have Sam Bushman on, every minute is a treasure. And we're having Sam on. We haven't talked a lot about the debates that took place on Wednesday in Boulder. We'll talk more about those next week, as I mentioned. And, of course, you can go to our website to read more about it. But I was on Sam's show, the Liberty Roundtable, Monday through Friday. You got to listen to it. 2 hours every morning of the best talk radio in the world. He and Kirk Crosby always putting it together with interesting guests and topics. But I was on the show a couple of Wednesdays ago, and Sam informed me about a story about Ben Carson that you may not have heard of. According to Carson himself, Sam, he travels in circles that one might not expect.
There's no question. On one hand, he wants you to believe that, A, he started out as a little kid in the hood. But yet, once he got the ability to read, he just took off, and then he became a well-known, world-renowned brain surgeon. All that's true. But you think by that kind of a history, and the circles he runs in, supposedly Republican circles, that he's jettisoned those roots entirely, and they were just kind of the young part of his life, and it's been different ever since. But it isn't true. He is a black man. I don't hold that against him in any way. So is Jesse Lee Peterson. So is Lloyd Marcus, many other friends of ours that see things correctly. But the question is, what does Ben Carson really think? What does he really believe? And when you find out the ties that Ben Carson has, and he doesn't back away from those ties, in fact, he kind of stands up with no apology, and he surrounds himself with these ties to the point where you kind of say, who is Ben really, right?
Well, I mean, to answer the question, rhetorical as it may be, I mean, yes. And he gave us a little sneak behind or a little sneak peek behind the curtain when he said that he shared. Now, this was Ben Carson himself. This wasn't said about him. It wasn't attributed to him. He said this live on camera.
And by the way, James, that's why it's so shocking. If others said it about him, you might say, okay, they're making a mountain out of a molehill here. He was, maybe this at one time, but he's changed. He's, okay, not true. This is right from Ben's lips himself, and it's directly related to the people that he's chosen to surround him, right?
And this was, and we're going to get to Eddie in just a second, but this was just a few days ago. Just a few days ago. So this is a new revelation. Sam, you told me about it, so far be it from me to share it with the audience. That should be you. But this was out there. This was verifiable. You can Google it tonight. But what did who did Ben Carson say he shared the same goals and values as?
Al. Good old Al Sharpton.
How about that?
And
I could have told you that 10 years ago.
You. Now, no, here's the problem.
Shock me.
It doesn't shock you in the sense that it's occurring, Eddie. What shocks you is that the mainstream press has intentionally covered this piece up the whole time, which tells you that Ben's really one of them.
Absolutely, Sam.
All right, go, Eddie. Go on this quick.
Sam, you know who this guy is? He's a black Jimmy Carter. And I know. Here we have a little nobody brain surgeon. What do we got? 10 million brain surgeons in the United States. He's a nobody brain surgeon, just like Jimmy Carter was a nobody peanut farmer. They picked and make hey Sam, and I know I'm preaching to the choir with you, son, but make no mistake, anybody that is picked by the establishment. They are picked for a reason, just like Jimmy Carter. That's why I call him a black Jimmy Carter.
Well, they say he's, of course, anti-establishment outside the establishment.
If he was anti-establishment, he wouldn't be within 100 miles where he is right now. Like Jimmy Carter came in there. Jimmy Carter was he was ballyhooed as this nuclear engineer, you know, Annapolis graduate. You know, Jimmy Carter was kind of like he was. I'd say he had about the same intelligence scale as Sonboy Bush, and he came in to serve a purpose. The point I'm trying to make to the audience, Sam, I'm sure you'll agree. Anytime you see somebody come in there, be it a peanut farmer, be it a doctor, just another doctor, there's hundreds of them. I see 10 or 15 a week at the VA. They're there for a purpose. And no, it doesn't shock me. I could have told you 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
So the fact of his ties don't shock me. The fact that no one's brought it up in the mainstream press when he runs in Republican circles and pitches himself as the, quote, conservative that now sees the light.
Great.
Okay,
well,
for example, why hasn't Rand Paul dropped the bomb on the debate stage? Hey, Ben.
You stole my thunder.
I hear you're hanging out with Louis Farrakhan in a roundabout way. What's up with that? Hey, Ben. Okay, where are the truth tellers? Okay, what about Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz is supposed to be a guy to drop bombshells everywhere, right?
Well, this is
what about Trump?
See, this is the thing, Sam.
And that's why I tell you they're all insiders.
Absolutely.
Trump and every one of them.
Absolutely. You nailed it, Sam, like you always do. Sam,
and now we have the smoking gun from his own lips is the point. So if I said that before, many years ago, people would say, oh, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. When it's from his own lips, you can debate. Ben, go ahead. Have a good time, okay?
And still to this day, I want Eddie to chime in on this, and still to this day, Liberty Roundtable and now the Political Cesspool, I'm a news animal. You know, I'm always watching. I'm always reading. I'm, you know, thinking about things I want to talk about on the show, getting sources. I've got it 4 or 5 times via email from other people who listen to this show that have sent it to me. I have still not seen it prominently featured. And the reason I wanted to bring this up tonight was because, of course, the debates. We're not going to talk about the debates.
But I want to say one thing about the debates, though. We'll get to that next week. But I want to say this about it, though. I am convinced the debates are designed to tie candidates to ideas they don't want to talk about. Then what they'll do is they'll mock the candidate, manipulate the candidate on the ideas. Then once the candidate has served its purpose and ridden its wave, they'll dump the candidate and the ideas that go along with that candidate. I'm telling you, I see it over and over.
The thing, too, Sam, is now I'm still with Trump in a big way. You've always been skeptical of Trump, and you may be proven to be right.
By the way, good luck with that, James.
Well, all right.
Good luck with that millstone, buddy.
We'll see what happens. I'm still with him right now, but I am beginning to have at least this question. And the reason I bring this up about Carson, well, it would be newsworthy for this program no matter what, when you have Ben Carson, who's supposed to be this, you know, hardcore evangelical conservative Christian. You know, he's the anti-establishment. He's somebody that we should be looking at seriously to be a choice for our vote. And he's saying, you know, he shares the same goals and values as Al Sharpton. He said that publicly and didn't.
But furthermore, he has in his top brass campaign Armstrong Williams. Armstrong Williams is a guy that blatantly said publicly we ought to have Louis Farrakhan get hired by Chicago.
There you go.
This is crazy.
And we brought that out with when Obama was relying on Jeremiah Wright. You know, that got brought out a little bit, not by John McCain, of course, because John McCain was there to lose. But here's the thing. The reason I brought it all up. All right, so all the way up until last weekend, Trump leads big. All right, Trump leads big. He's big. He's leading in every poll. I think it was a week ago Thursday, Trump was still leading in Iowa, and he had a 10-point lead nationally. Then earlier this week, I think on Monday, the polls come out, and it's flipped. Now Carson's up like 14 points, like a 20-point swing in a weekend when no news happened.
No way.
The only news about Carson was this thing with Sharpton, and that didn't make any big news.
I got a phrase for you.
It hit me.
He who owns the media makes the rules, my friend.
Amen, son.
What are you going to say or do about that lie? Once they tell it long enough, it won't be a lie anymore, sir.
Let me ask you this, Sam. Now, do you think the FBI and the CIA and the NSA, do you think they might know about the wonderful Ben Carson's past? Well, yes, they do.
Of course they know.
Do you think maybe some of the movers and shakers, Sam, in the Senate and in the Congress, and I'm talking about both parties, the duopoly of the Democrats, Republicans, you think they might not know his past? I know you know the answer to that, Sam. I mean, and why are they not speaking?
Why has Trump not?
Because it's manipulated. Because
Trump is part of the inside team, and he's been told not to touch it, sir.
Well, that's what that's been your
choreographed play. The whole voting. Hey, and I got to point one more
thing.
Even
Rush Limbaugh this week came out and said the news is all scripted up there in Washington. Even Rush Limbaugh admits that blatantly now.
You know, and James has pointed out about this 20-point swing. That goes to another thing I've already
talked nothing happened.
About.
It'd be one thing if it came out incontrovertible proof that Donald Trump molested kids or something, okay, and he drops 20 points in a weekend. Sam, have you ever seen anything like this? When Eddie comes back, I want to give him the floor uninterrupted, you know, to say
everything. Yeah, here's what you
got to
understand. Even Bill Clinton was a no-name until they made him a... I'm now a household name, James.
That's right.
I went on my
peanut
60
farmer,
minutes interview.
Arkansas.
I'm just telling you right now,
farmer.
60 minutes just turned things around for me. I even could deal with Hillary's trash. It was no problem after 60 minutes.
We got when we come back, we got Eddie, Bill Clinton, Sam Bushman, and yours truly. Stay tuned.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
That song, that rendition of I Put a Spell on You comes from the movie Hocus Pocus, 1993.
Hey, man, when it comes to the polls, I think it's a bunch of Hocus Pocus, too. I'm just saying.
We're going to talk about that. Hey, one thing about Hocus Pocus, that stars Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kathy Nae Jimmy as three witches who get brought back. They were executed during the Salem witch trials. And then
yeah, do you think one of them is like Hillary?
She's the head witch.
Well, listen to this. The reason I bring that up, we got to get back to Carson. We got to cover Halloween. We're not gonna have enough time this segment. Kathy Nae Jimmy, who plays one of the characters, one of the leads in that movie, after she made the movie, she said that she regretted taking the part because she thought that it negatively stereotyped real witches, and that she didn't want to offend any practicing witches. And that's not a joke. That's not a Halloween prank. She really said that. She was so concerned over playing a witch that kind of make the witches buffoonish and comical. She said, you know, that really was offensive to witches, and I wish I hadn't taken that part.
Satan, too. After all, we can't offend Satan.
Anyway, all right, Ben Carson, go.
Ben Carson, look, James, you dropped a bombshell without anybody probably knowing it when you talked about this 20-point swing in the polls between Carson and Trump over a weekend when there was zero news, nothing happened. That is if that's not an explosion going off, a rocket exploding in the air, telling people the whole process of manipulating, I don't know what it would be.
I told you they was going to take Trump down after he rode his wave, baby. And now you see it happen.
You certainly did, Sam. Well, you know, do you think, people, I'm going to ask you, do you think the FBI, the CIA, the NSA don't know everything about this Carson and about Trump? They know everything about him. Do you think the people in the mainstream, in the Republican, in the Democratic Senate in Washington, D.C., don't know what's going on? Yes, they do. Listen, like the point I'm trying to make here, the 20-point swing in the vote thing over a weekend with no news shows it's manipulated. Not only is that manipulated, the entire voting process is manipulated. As long as we have these computer voting machines, we'll never have another honest election until we go to a paper ballot that's lead-proof, fail-proof. And I say you can't go behind a curtain and mark it. You have to say a head count, a verbal head count. How many people voted for John Doe? How many voted for Jane Jones? That's the only way we're going to have a true election. These clowns know about Carson. He's another Jimmy Clinton, another Bill Clinton. He's another peanut farmer.
Well, he's got the
to serve his purpose.
I just want you guys to know that I was the first black president, and I don't want you guys that, you know, making these wannabes out to be like me. They're not like me at all.
Well, Bill, when you were running, did you ever experience a 20-point bump in 2 days right before a debate?
I'll say
one thing about Bill.
There
was scandals. Women.
There were scandals going on about me and some of them females. I'm just going to put it like
true?
That. To
Bill,
be nice.
Was any of them true?
And what happened was Hillary was getting all kind of ticked off at me and everything else, and I called my buddy down there at 60 Minutes. And when I called my buddy at 60 Minutes, he just said he'd go ahead and fix it. And I was fixing to fix it, and we sure done fixed it. And I became president, and I had the best time of my life up there in Washington District.
Washington Avenue.
It was great up there.
You should have had
this time
though.
Hillary could do all the work, and I can play for reals with the protection of the Secret Service and everything. It doesn't get better
thing,
than that.
You being the president, the one thing I would say about you is you should have had better-looking girlfriends. You could have pulled better women being the president.
Those are just the ones that get trotted out into the media. You guys don't see the real women at all.
I won't tell you what.
You guys have no idea.
Well, you know, we don't normally have
Bill. Jennifer Flowers, one of the best looking women in the Milky Way galaxy. I don't know how you ever scored on her.
You know, we don't normally have former presidents on the show, and I don't want to make a light of our time with Bill Clinton here. But
I grace
we do
the
have
political
to get
cesspool because they're the real deal.
Thank you,
we're just
President,
good old boys.
President Clinton.
Y'all are from the South, and I hail from the South as well. So, you know, if you guys want to send some of them Southern women up here, I'll take good care of them for you.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to ask Sam what you're doing in his house right now and on the phone with him. We'll figure that
actually,
out.
Actually, don't
want to
worry
say
about
one thing.
That. The CIA's got technology. I just insert myself right in the middle of his connection.
Oh,
he doesn't even
happened.
Know.
If you could put Sam back on for a final word.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're just having fun on the set.
Come on, Bill.
It's Halloween. That's
you
right.
You were Bill Clinton for Halloween. That's what it was. Well, I've got to get to this Halloween clip, but I want one final thing. And listen, we're not just I doubt anybody tuning in tonight was going to vote for Carson anyway. And listen, I will tell you this. If in an alternate universe you had a black candidate who was Pat Buchanan with black skin, I'd vote
Jesse
for the black
Lee Peterson
candidate.
Ought to run.
If he ran, I'd vote for him. But I'll tell you this. Carson, you know, when Carson was a guest on Fox News, after the Zimmerman verdict was announced, this is on the record, Carson stated that, quote, Zimmerman should have been convicted of something. That was his exact words. He should have been convicted of something. So, you know,
what are you
there's
talking
that.
About? The guy's crazy. What do you mean something? In other words, we don't care about the truth. We've just got to have something stick?
Well, but this is the, you know, so why is Donald Trump, and I got to get the Halloween clip,
he's
Sam.
He's so brilliant. He's a brilliant surgeon.
He's got all the charisma of a mortician. I don't see how he's rallied all of this make-believe support. And then there's the thing where he even wrote about it. He tried to kill one of his friends when he was 14 with a knife, and he stabbed him in the gut. You know, but none of this is getting brought up by Trump, who's now trailing him supposedly. You know, the thing about the Zimmerman, the murdering, attempted murder of his friend.
That was back around before with Al Sharpton. How to read. Come on.
Well, whatever, but and I guess
well,
you know
Trump's
you cannot
grow.
But the thing with Sharpton is certainly still relevant and new, and even Trump hasn't brought that up. So there's something to be said. But this 20-point bump, and nobody's thinking that that's strange. There was no casual and gradual erosion.
I'm
and,
telling
and
you, they can make
up.
Or break anybody overnight, and they just simply said it so and so it is, sir.
Well, I guess that's all we can say about that, but we will continue our coverage.
One other thing about
Trump. You got to go quick because we got
to get Trump's favor, in his favor, Trump's really, I don't think, really in the inner circle. He's never been in politics before.
I agree
he
with
may
that.
Not know about this stuff. You know?
Oh, come on.
But all
you guys are fooling
yourself.
Look, if they really didn't like Trump, he was really an outsider and he was going to really drop Molotov cocktails like the Bombardier might. They wouldn't let that dude near the campaign stage.
That, now
they wouldn't let that dude near
point,
the press.
That's
trust you me.
That is in the back of my mind too, but I'm trying to be hopeful.
There's
right,
not
Sam,
even a candidate.
So much.
There's not even a candidate that can even speak of it without getting interrupted with Trump. What about Trump? This Trump that Trump. The mainstream press is pitching Trump. They pretend they're not, but they are.
Well, we'll see how it plays out.
They have
this
pitched
goes
him now.
On a
right,
day by day basis. All right, Halloween isn't just costumes and candy, everybody. It's a European cultural holiday rich in tradition. Here's a video going to teach you a little bit more. Happy Halloween. Thanks to Sam Bushman, Eddie Keith, everybody else. We love you. We'll see you next week. Learn a little bit more about Halloween while we go into the long good night.
From communion with the dead to pumpkins and pranks, Halloween is a patchwork holiday stitched together with cultural, religious, and occult traditions that span centuries. It all began with the Celts, a people whose culture had spread across Europe more than 2,000 years ago. October 31st was the day they celebrated the end of the harvest season in a festival called Samhain. That night also marked the Celtic New Year and was considered a time between years, a magical time when the ghost of the dead walked the earth.
It was the time when the veil between death and life was supposed to be at its thinnest.
On Samhain, the villagers gathered and lit huge bonfires to drive the dead back to the spirit world and keep them away from the living. But as the Catholic Church's influence grew in Europe, it frowned on the pagan rituals like Samhain. In the 7th century, the Vatican began to merge it with a church-sanctioned holiday. So November 1st was designated All Saints' Day to honor martyrs and the deceased faithful.
Both of these holidays had to do with the afterlife and about survival after death. It was a calculated move on the part of the church to bring more people into the fold.
All Saints' Day was known then as Hallowmas. Hallow means holy or saintly, so the translation is roughly Mass of the Saints. The night before, October 31st, was All Hallows' Eve, which gradually morphed into Halloween. The holiday came to America with the wave of Irish immigrants during the potato famine of the 1840s. They brought several of their holiday customs with them, including bobbing for apples and playing tricks on neighbors, like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. but over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally a extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Storekeepers and neighbors began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks, and children were encouraged to travel door to door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick-or-treat became the holiday greeting.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Have a great one. We'll see you next week.
Another hour of the political cesspool is in the can, but don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.